This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Can a groundhog predict the weather? We'll get input from two of them coming up. But first, a check of some headlines. State challenges to the construction of a tunnel for Enbridge's Line 5 are on hold. That's while a federal court sorts through some legal questions. The state and Enbridge Energy agree to that while the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decides where the cases belong. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel want state courts to be the venue. Enbridge thinks its prospects are better in federal courts. The state wants to revoke Enbridge's easement that allows Line 5 to run through the environmentally sensitive waterway of the Straits of Mackinac. The president of Munson Medical Center in Traverse City has left his job as of last week. Munson said on Friday that Joe Hershey is no longer in charge at the Traverse City Hospital, effective immediately. He'd been in the job for about 2 years. Kathy Larea will be the hospital's interim leader while a search takes place. Data show less than a million vehicles crossed the Sault Ste. Marie International Bridge in 2025. That's a nearly 24% decrease when compared to 2024. The lowered traffic comes at a time when anti-American sentiments in Canada are growing in response to Trump administration tariffs and statements to make the country the 51st state. The Canadian government is currently pushing a, quote, Buy Canadian campaign, encouraging their citizens to avoid spending money on American-made products. All right, let's take a trip back in time, about 26 years, or maybe 126 years, depending on how you look at it. IPR's Maxwell Howard recently began digging into our archives. It's basically a wall of cassette tapes sitting behind me here in the studio. And he found a story that originally aired January 9th, 2000. It's about a barber, Fred Birdsey, who was celebrating his 100th birthday. Birdsey was born in 1899, giving him the rare distinction of having been alive in three separate centuries. We're going to play the piece for you in its entirety. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip back in time.
At a party held in Fred Birdsey's honor on the day of his birthday, family and friends wish him well. Mildred Komerska explains why Fred is so popular.
And, you know, he was just a good citizen. He did his part. We need more people like that. So many people, you know, they want other people to take care of them all the time and not do their share. He's still working. I hope I'm still working at 100, I'll tell you that.
A friend asks Fred about the close call he had at age 18 that nearly prevented this centennial party.
When you were driving those horses across the ice?
Oh, yeah, I turned Glen Lake and I drove a team of horses
to Maple City, put the horses out on the ice.
Days earlier, Fred is telling the same story to visitors and customers in his barber shop, where he still works 2 days a week.
And all at once, one of their front feet broke in. And then the other one's feet would break in and jump. I turned around and looked back, and the water had followed over the ice. And I grabbed a whip and hit them and started them to run. Now, if they'd have went down with a pair of heavy sleighs onto them, the team of horses, and me out there half a mile out in the lake, we'd all been gone, wouldn't we?
But Fred is here to tell stories in his 50-year-old shop that sits along U.S. 31. It's marked by a barber pole and a handwritten sign that says open Friday and Saturday 1 to 6. People around here call him the U.S. 31 barber or the swamp barber because his house sits behind the shop on marshy land. It's Christmas Eve, snowing, and even though he stoked the wood stove, Fred's barber shop is so cold, you see his puffs of breath. He's been breathing nearly every day of this century and jokes about it to his customers.
You know, a lot of the customers I used to have here that was older than I was when I opened up, I don't know. I guess I don't like the way I cut hair. I don't see them anymore.
Fred was born December 26, 1899 in Empire, Michigan. While shaving, snipping, and brushing hair off napes of necks, he answers all the questions put to him about longevity. Chew your food slowly, no liquids while eating. Be wise with money so the bank will pay you.
Put it in the bank, let it draw me interest? No. I was talking with a guy, I told him how much of the $1,000 a year the bank is paying me interest. He went home and talked to his wife about that. And he says, when I told my wife about that, how you'd saved your money, The boy says, she don't give me hardly enough to eat anymore.
But Fred becomes serious when you ask him about what's ahead for the new millennium. His answer is rooted in the past and what he's seen from his barbering days since 1918.
Now, there was no better place than a barber shop to find out what was going on. I was propositioned to work undercover to furnish information for police many years ago. In March of 1928, I was in the federal building in Grand Rapids. There was two brothers, the main case I was interested in, from Benton Harbor, had a drugstore down there, and they were selling drugs. And the judge gave them 18 months to 3 years in Leavenworth. To show you what happened, how they treated drug pushers, I start to tell you. 33, there was a deputy federal marshal from Grand Rapids stopped in the shop. I asked him, I says, remember when I was there in 28 in the federal building? Yeah, I remember, Fred. He said, I said, I wonder how those brothers come out. He says, Fred, when they get them for pushing drugs, they don't figure they're ever coming out.
He calls drugs the greatest problem of the 20th century.
These young boys and young girls, especially a lot of the boys, are getting into some mischief. 10, 12, 12, 14 years old, 15, well, they're juvenile. They didn't know any better. I'd say applesauce.
Get the sideburns as close.
Oh, something close? Okay.
Fred Birdsey's advice for people of all ages in the next millennium, just behave yourself. At the birthday party in the Township Hall, Fred Birdsey's great-grandson plays the violin, and Bob DeLorme explains why everyone is here.
I don't think the community is interested in a 100-year-old man. I think they're just interested in Fred himself, you know. And if they'd had a party when he was 90, they'd all been here.
In Interlaken, I'm Michelle Corum.
Michelle Corum produced that story for IPR back in January of 2000. This is the Up North Lowdown. That was a trip into our archives here at Interlaken Public Radio. Now, to current events and some predictions this morning. Earlier today, in Pennsylvania, the world's preeminent weather prognostication groundhog emerged from his burrow.
It is my job this February 2 to look to the skies and report back to you that there is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound.
To be clear, that was one of Punxsutawney Phil's human handlers. Phil, you know, can't talk. He's a groundhog. Anyway, here in Michigan, we call groundhogs woodchucks. And we have our own, thank you very much, Woody the Woodchuck at the Howell Nature Center, who made her own prediction today.
It looks like we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter.
Yeah, some mixed feelings there. On tomorrow's Up North Lowdown, IPR's Austin Rowe later joins us to explain how long-term weather forecasts made by rodents compare to those from the National Weather Service, or, you know, don't compare. That's the Up North Lowdown for this Groundhog Day, Monday, February 2nd. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlaken Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.